In summary, the AWIPS 2 Thin Client is a replacement for the FXNet application used for remote access of data with AWIPS 1. The Thin Client allows forecasters in locations without an operational cave to ingest and analyze AWIPS 2 data so that they can more effectively communicate their knowledge with partners. While the Thin Client and operational cave are very similar, there are some significant differences. The Thin Client is available on multiple operating systems, uses data compression, locally caches most data files, has fewer features than the operational cave, and has less AWIPS data available, at least for external users. Due to these differences, several best practices were recommended. Many of these best practices apply mostly to external users on low bandwidth connections. User accounts should be configured initially back at your office where you have good bandwidth. When loading multiple frames of most products, you can loop or manually step through each frame to preload all of the products so that they're requested. Model and surface observation data download all frames at once, so you should limit your frame count when requesting them over a poor internet connection. When you are going to a remote location with poor bandwidth, regardless of your remote server connection type, your ITO should adjust your Thin Client preferences to optimize Thin Client performance before you head out the door. Lastly, you should know which products are bandwidth hogs so that you either avoid them in poor connections or at least plan accordingly when you request them. If nothing else, remember to limit your frame counts and choose coarser model grids at smaller scales when selecting products to load in the AWIPS 2 Thin Client. Proceed to the next slide to take the quiz. Thank you for your time and good luck.